From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Uncertainty and panic over the Omicron variant caused the cotton market, along with many other commodities, to drop significantly in price in recent weeks. Last week, according to MorningAgClips.com, cotton began to stabilize and try to correct to the possible overreaction in prices. The slide halted on December 3rd and since then has gained 289 points or 2.89 cents, including a small 13 points on Friday with March futures. USDA's Food Safety and Inspection Service seeks proposals from poultry processors for pilot projects that will test different control strategies for salmonella contamination. FSIS says participating processors will experiment with new or existing pathogen control and measurement strategies and share data collected through the pilots. The data will be analyzed to determine whether it supports changes to FSIS existing salmonella control strategies. The agency announced in October it would be mobilizing a stronger and more comprehensive effort to reduce salmonella illness associated with poultry products. USDA's Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service announced the withdrawal of the 2016 proposed rule that would have amended the Horse Protection Act regulations. APHIS is making the development of a new and improved proposal a top regulatory priority. The action allows the agency to evaluate and consider more recent findings and research and incorporate the information into a new proposed rule.
With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson.